Okay, when you have that big steep incline, what's that usually called? When you're hiking up a mountain, and you have,
I have cliffs.
Okay, cliffs. Okay.
I've been to the top of this mountain quite a few times. It's going over steep cliffs,
When you went fishing, did you usually fish in a river, or what were some of the other places that you would go fishing?
Oh, mostly in the streams.
Streams.
They have reservoirs too, the places you fished in.
Did they ever have any just small areas of water? Not really, not lakes or reservoirs, but...
No, there's nearly all just streams, little small ponds.
Okay. What's this... Now, obviously the soil must be pretty good around here if you were pretty self-sufficient, is it?
Yes, it's really a fertile soil.
Is it? Okay. Tell me a little...
It varies too much. On the east side here, it's sandy, and over on this side, it's heavy clay.
Do you know why we have that difference there?
No, that's just the way
the
country is.
That's very interesting, the way that it worked out that way. Yeah. Could you tell me just briefly a little bit about Orderville and how the town's developed and how it is now and things like that?
Well, there's three little towns here in this valley, Glendale, and Orderville, and Mount Carmel coming from the north. It's the headwaters of the Virgin River. It runs down through here and all widens out enough here that there's land you could farm and irrigate and farm, and make a community. Then it boxes up and it goes through a deep, narrow sandstone gorge down here, and then opens up again down around Barrack and St. George.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot bigger than here, the irrigate down there. And there's another branch comes in from up to the north, comes in to down the road. Pretty small stream, really.
Mm-hmm.
But when this country was settled, any place there was enough water and flat land you could irrigate, you got a settlement.
Okay. What year was Orderville settled?
Oh, let's see. It was 1870. Looked that up not long ago.
So somewhere in the 1870s,
1870s, I guess.
Okay. So almost then 120 years. It's been around. It's very interesting. What would you say is the biggest difference between Orderville today and Orderville when you were a small boy?
Well, we were isolated then, like when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got the world at our doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's the biggest difference.
Like somebody said, what's the difference in the North Pole and the South Pole? All the difference in the world.
Very true. That's a very interesting point.
So it is here then. It's all the difference in the world now.
Mm-hmm.
The world's at our doorstep now. We have millions of tourists through here every year. And highways, I can remember when there were many paved highways here, it was just dirt roads down this valley.
Mm-hmm.
That's in my lifetime.
Very interesting.
I've seen a lot of changes.
Now you're talking about this mountain over here. Do you go, to canyons, things like that a lot, or did you used to?
There's some beautiful little canyons run back in there, mm-hmm. colorful, white and red sandstone.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be our playground back in those canyons.
Sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.